There are a lot of big stories in the news this week, so it's time to get some bets down with our Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny K Street. Johnny, where's the action, bro? It
follows me, baby!
Right.
Is this Jerry guy on drugs or what? What's the deal? Tom DeLay's been hammered. Hammered and nailed, baby.
Yeah, I'll say.
Everyone knew this DeLay guy was crooked. DeLay has whored himself out more than Heidi Fleiss.
Oh.
And he's gotten paid for more around-the-world trips. The difference is Heidi Fleiss did time.
So you don't think Tom DeLay's going to end up going to jail, Johnny?
DeLay will see the inside of an Al-Qaeda cell before he sees the inside of a jail cell. And I'll give you 1,000 to 1 on it.
I'll take that for 100, buddy.
Hey, I'm down for a C-note.
Beautiful. DeLay said he was going to step aside until he was exonerated. The chances of him being exonerated, 500 to 1. He's guiltier than a Catholic priest at a Cub Scout jamboree.
I'll definitely take that for 100.
Yo, this is like stealing money. Put me down for 100 also.
Beautiful. Of course, DeLay did what every bush hack does when they get caught. He blamed someone else. I'm innocent. I didn't do it. I didn't take illegal trips. I never took a payoff. I didn't know she was a hooker. I was asking her for directions. Those aren't my drugs. I was just looking at kitty porn for research. Someone's trying to frame me. It's always something with this guy.
Did you say kitty porn?
I got a message for Tom. I didn't know buying a Thailand bar girl, shipping her back to the States, and locking her in my basement was illegal. DeLay. Stop whining. Take it from my cousin Johnny E. That whole someone is trying to frame me crap doesn't work.
It sounds like you've been indicted by a grand jury yourself there.
It's all in my book. You bet my life, the Johnny K Street story. Christmas is right around the corner. Makes a great stocking stuffer.
Do you have any Michael Brown action, Johnny?
Michael Brown, there's another corrupt bush hack. This guy is so spineless, I'm surprised he could sit upright. You know the big difference between me and Michael Brown? I take action, baby. When Brown was questioned this week about all the screw-ups he caused after Katrina, he blamed the mayor and governor of New Orleans, Michael Chertoff, Condoleezza Rice, and National Guard, Pete Fountain, Fats Domino, Paul Prudhomme, and Dr. John. This guy is such a complete screw-up, I'll give you 1,000 to 1. He goes back to judging horses, gets kicked in the head, then spends the rest of his life drooling into a cup and telling people he's Andrew Jackson.
Yeah. Oh.
Johnny, I'll take that for 100.
Yeah, what the heck? Put me down for a C-note, Johnny.
Beautiful, beautiful.
What kind of action do you have on the rumors that Bush is drinking again?
I guarantee he's not only drinking, he's back on the happy dust.
Happy dust.
You know, the flake, toot, nose candy, devil dandruff, bimbo bait.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Ever see the way he grinds his teeth and does that funny thing with his jaw when he does speeches? He's more spun than a Scott McClellan press conference. I'll give you even money that within a month, Bush will come stumbling out of the White House, bare-chested, jacked up on blow, holding a bottle of Jim Beam, screaming at Cindy Sheehan, "You want a piece of me, bitch?" It's going to look like an episode of Cops. Did that sound like Bush?
Yeah, it was just like he was in the room. But look, I'll take exactly. I'll take 500 on that.
Yeah,
one.
Put me down for 100.
All right, you're down. Before I go, a little Katrina-related story, if I may. Thanks to the exposure I'm getting on your show, the city of New Orleans contacted me about possibly opening a riverboat casino. Gays on the coast. They thought my name might be able to attract some tourist business back to New Orleans.
Wow, that's great news there, Johnny. Your own casino, that's incredible.
Whoa, take it easy. I turned them down. I said, listen, I'll write you a check, I'll fill a sandbag, I can hook you up with some sweatsuits, I know a guy, but opening a casino on the coast, forget it. God intended for people to gamble in the desert, and that's why he gave us Las Vegas.
Wow. Johnny, God didn't give us Las Vegas. Bugsy Siegel gave us Las Vegas.
He was a god to me. I'm out of here. I gotta go to a little welcome home party. You know what I mean? Enough said.
Uh-oh.
All right. Take it easy, Johnny.